The report by the State Legislative Audit Bureau found most 17-year-old offenders were convicted of property crimes rather than violent offenses. It also found that almost half of the 17-year-olds sentenced to adult prison time were more likely to commit new crimes once they're released, compared to only 20% of adults. Wendy Henderson of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says the report also provides strong evidence that 17-year-olds who were sentenced as adults don't get the treatment they need to prevent them from committing new crimes.
Typically, if somebody has, for example, drug and alcohol needs, they need treatment. And it's very concerning to us as 17-year-olds are, on the one hand, being treated as adults, and on the second hand, being told, oh no, but you're not quite old enough yet to participate in adult rehabilitation programming.
There are more treatment and education programs in the juvenile system, but providing them to all the 17-year-olds now being held as adults will be costly. The audit estimates it could cost an additional $82 million a year. But Henderson says the benefits to public safety make that a worthwhile expenditure.
If we're looking at greater levels of community safety and greater levels of productivity, that's going to be significantly offset.
The proposal to move 17-year-olds back into the juvenile system would be paid for in part by a sales tax on video games. That's something both the video gaming industry and tax-shy legislators have a problem with. Meanwhile, more data on the social cost of the current juvenile justice system will be released next week in a report from the Governor's Task Force on Racial Disparity in the state's prisons. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.